Food, in as much as it can be burnt, is a source of power. In burning, it gives forth heat, and heat is power. If we so pleased, we might burn in a furnace the things which we eat as food, and with them drive a locomotive or work a mill. If we so pleased, we might convert them into gunpowder, and with them fire cannon or blast rocks. Instead of doing so, we burn them in our own bodies and use their power in ourselves. Food passing into the alimentary canal is there digested. The nourishing foodstuffs are, with very little change, dissolved out from the innutritious refuse. They pass into and become part and parcel of the blood. The blood, driven by the unresting stroke of the heart's pump, courses throughout the whole body, and in the narrow capillaries bathes every smallest bit of almost every part. Kept continually rich in combustible material by frequent supplies of food, the blood as well at every round sucks up oxygen from the air of the lungs, and thus arterial blood is ever carrying to all parts of the body, to muscle, brain, bone, nerve, skin, and gland, stuff to burn, and oxygen to burn it with. Everywhere oxidation, burning, is going on, in some spots or at some times fiercely, in other spots or at other times faintly, changing the arterial blood rich in oxygen to venous blood poor in oxygen. For most places where oxidation is going on, the venous blood goes away hotter than the arterial which came, and all the hot blood mingling together and rushing over the whole body keeps the whole body warm, sweeping as it continually does through innumerable little furnaces. The blood must needs be warm. This is why we are warm. But from some places, as from the skin, the venous blood goes away cooler than the arterial which came, because while journeying through the capillaries of the skin, it has given up much of its heat to whatever is touching the skin, and has also lost much heat in turning liquid perspiration into vapor. This is why, so long as we are in health, we never get hotter than a certain degree of temperature, the so-called blood heat, 98 degrees Fahrenheit, and why we make warm the clothes which we wear and the bed in which we sleep. Everywhere, oxidation is going on. Oxidation either of the blood itself or of the structures which it bathes and whose losses it has to make good. Everywhere change is going on, little by little, bit by bit. Every part of the body, here quickly, there slowly, is continually moldering away and as continually being made anew by the blood, made anew according to its own nature. Though it is the same blood which is rushing through all the capillaries, it makes different things in different parts. In the muscle, it makes muscle. In the nerve, nerve. In the bone, bone. In the glands, juice. Though it is the same blood, it gives different qualities to different parts. Out of it, one gland makes saliva, another gastric juice. Out of it, the bone gets strength. The brain, power to feel. The muscle, power to contract.